You're listening to the Strawberry Pop Show's countdown of the top 100 songs of the year. And now, back to Larry.
And here we go now.
Here's number 10.
A few moments ago, I was talking about Tommy James's transition into the psychedelic world. And here's the song that's the primary example. It's a song that went to number one last winter. In fact, upon hearing it for the first time, I think many people, including myself, were shocked to find that this was the same group that recorded Hanky Panky and Money Money. It just seemed worlds away. Now, there are two versions of this song, the full version and an edited version, which got a lot of airplay. We're about to give the full version here. At number 10 for 1969, here's Tommy James and the Shondells.
Come off, you know.
That's a wild song if ever I heard one. Number one record from earlier this year and number 10 for the entire year. Tommy James and the Shondells doing Crimson and Clover. Well, we're getting awfully close to the number one record of 1969, and that's what we're listening to. The top 100 pop songs is determined by Billboard magazine for this year. Many foreign acts are represented here in the Biggest for 69, and here's a band that's based in Britain and has a singer originally from the West Indies. Now, their second top 40 hit, Build Me Up Buttercup, ranks as the ninth top song overall for 1969. Here are the Foundations.
Why do you
Don't Break My Heart. Those are the Foundations with the number 9 song for 69, Build Me Up Buttercup. We have 8 songs to go, and we're counting down to the number 1 song of the year. Stay tuned. We're closing in on the number 1 song for 1969. I think this is one of the best songs Tom Jones has ever recorded, and it certainly has become one of his biggest selling records to date. At number 8 for the year, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Again.
heard about you. I thought they were only lies, but when I caught you in his arms, I just broke down and cried. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Fall in love. No, I'm never gonna fall in love. I mean it. Inside my pride, but when you fell for someone else, baby, I broke up all inside, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
Oh, how heartbreaking it can be. That was the eighth top song for 1969, I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Tom Jones from Wales. And now, here's a fun summertime kind of song. You know, summer songs are always prevalent in any year, and the latest summertime fun song hit number 2 this past year and lands at the number 7 slot overall for 1969. Here's Sly and the Family Stone with Hot Fun in the Summertime.
End of the spring,
bed.
There's the band from the Bay Area, Sly and the Family Stone, with their hit song Hot Fun in the Summertime, coming in as the 7th top song for 69. You know, Elvis Presley was not the only artist in this countdown to have his first number one single in 7 years. Nope, Tommy Roe had a number one single back in 1962 with a song called Sheila, remember? Well, 7 years later, he had his biggest seller ever with this song that spent 4 weeks at the top of Billboard's pop charts. And as we count down this year's top singles, it ranks at number 6. Here's Tommy Roe with Dizzy. Dizzy by Tommy Roe at number 6 among the year's top 100. That means there's only 5 songs left, so stay with us as we find out very soon what song is the biggest seller of the year.
You're listening to the Strawberry Pop Show's countdown of the 100 top hits of the year.
5 remain, and here they come.
This is number 5.
This next band has been leading the way in many aspects. It's multiracial, it has both male and female members, and its musical influences are far and wide. And their musical and world vision is culminated in this song about, well, everyday people. Here's Sly and the Family Stone with the number 5 song of the year.
Yeah.
That's the song that places fifth among 1969's biggest-selling singles, according to Billboard magazine, Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. I'm Larry Ravenswood, and you're listening to the Strawberry Pop Show. You know, whenever the Rolling Stones perform, it will surely become a highly publicized event. But at a very recent impromptu concert they just did, all the ballyhoo came to a crashing halt. Now, the location of this ordeal was at the Altamont Speedway just outside of San Francisco, in which a rowdy crowd, many dysfunctional bodyguards, and a lot of unorthodox substances were present. It was everything Woodstock was not. In the end of this particular ordeal, many people were injured and one death resulted. The Stones had always reveled in their bad boy image, but even they were appalled at what many people had tagged them as the blame and responsibility for such an ordeal. An episode such as this has definitely got concert promoters and the like reevaluating and reanalyzing the way concerts and events will now be conducted. Well, through all of this, the Stones have got to get it all behind them and keep moving forward. Now, they do have one entry in this year-end Top 100, and here it is, the fourth biggest record of 1969.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
That song has become the biggest hit for the Rolling Stones thus far. It's the number four song of the year, Honky Tonk Woman. This is Larry Ravenswood for the Strawberry Pop Show. Do you ever think that no matter what you do or no matter what you say or even possess, you just can't get close to that special someone? Well, then you would definitely relate to the lyrics of this next song, the third top song for 69. Here are the Temptations with I Can't Get Next to You.
I can turn the gray sky blue. Whenever I wanted to,
I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land.
But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue.
Cause I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, baby.
Next to you.
Can't fly like a bird in the sky.
I Can't Get Next to You by The Temptations. That song hit number one this past fall and comes in at number three for the year. Well, only two songs remain, and they're both by groups, one real and one not so real. I'm Larry Ravenswood, and we are now about to hear the two biggest records of the year.
Here's number two.
Here now is the fourth of four records in this countdown from the Broadway musical Hair. And this record in particular is actually a medley of two songs. It's by a two-woman, three-man group from Los Angeles called The Fifth Dimension, and it also became their first number one. At number two for the year, here's The Fifth Dimension with the medley of Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In. Spent 6 weeks at number one, Aquarius Let the Sunshine In by The Fifth Dimension, the record that finishes up the year at number two. This is Larry Ravenswood. The Strawberry Pop Show is what you're hearing. And now, at long last, we have arrived to the number one song of the year. And in the year of the moon landing in Woodstock Nation, it seemed like a real long shot that the song that best represented the year gone by is this bubblegum song by a fictitious group of cartoon characters that were originally a comic strip and then a Saturday morning cartoon series. With the assistance of Don Kirshner, a series of songwriters were hired to write, sing, and produce for this group, who would sing and perform the records on their series, sort of the way the Monkees used to do it on theirs. One of those songs got heavy airplay this past year, so much so that, at year-end, Billboard magazine has determined that it tops all records for 1969. Now, the song is written by Jeff Berry and Andy Kim, and actually two voices appear on the record, Ron Dante and Tony Wine overdubbed. And under the name The Archies, this song has come out as the biggest record of the year.
And here is the number one song of the year.
Here it is, number one for 69, Sugar Sugar by The Archies.
Sugar.
Yep, the number one song for 1969 is that one, The Archies with Sugar Sugar. And that is it. No more to be counted, and that's the way it ends. You've just heard the top 100 biggest songs according to Billboard magazine's official year-end pop chart for 1969. And there are people to credit and thank who are responsible for getting this program together. Now, first of all, as usual, I want to thank Daryl Jurgensen, who's the engineer of this project. Voiceovers were done by Mae Young and Monica Millsap. And other contributors include the Longboard Surfer and Rob Durkee. I'm Larry Ravenswood for the Strawberry Pop Show. Please stay tuned for other Strawberry Pop Show productions. So, with that, I bid you a very heartfelt farewell.